it doesn't really matter who you think the ZANU-PF can stand up in defense of Assam Tambara. To us, what matters is that it is a continued attempt to prop up Tambara, who lost at a political congress and attempted thereafter to cling to power using means that are obviously, to say, for lack of a better word, very childish. In fact, we are happy that finally the noise is all coming from the corner of ZANU-PF. Because when we said dumping Tambara was a recognition of the ZANU-PF roots and that his refusal to leave office after defeating Congress was inspired and managed and manipulated by ZANU-PF, his handlers jumped up and down and said we were just insulting him.
Mr. Mugabe, the president, said that they will not allow Ncube to be the deputy prime minister. Do you see anything changing because of the communique from SADC?
Well, we're not interested in what they decide to do. If they want to continue and be intransigent and dig their own political graves by delaying change in Zimbabwe, by continuing to provide shelter from Tambara, if they want to make that bet, they can lie on it. But we know that at the last Indaba, where political party leaders fought against violence, it was very clear who is recognized as a political party leader of the political parties in the GPA.